Happy Wednesday and welcome back to the Foul Ball Area Podcast. It's been a few weeks since we put out an episode, but we are back this week, and I've got Trey Lyle with me for the first time in a while. We just got back from winter break here at Virginia Tech. Classes started yesterday, and Trey, how was your winter break?
It was pretty good. Spent time at home, got to catch up with some family, enjoyed the holiday season. How was yours, Matt?
It was really good, really restful, didn't really do much. Went up to Maryland for Christmas with my cousin and her family. And other than that, I was just hanging out at the upcoming new RCBL Hall of Fame and Sports Bar and Grill, all that's going on at Clover Hill. That is going to be a fun time out there. They're doing a lot of stuff with that old Clover Hill market. They're renovating it, turning it into a little restaurant out there at Clover Hill. It's going to be an awesome place to hang out. I'm really looking forward to that opening up this coming spring, and it's just going to be a hangout spot for the RCBL. So I was out there talking with the RCBL guys, getting some stuff set up for this upcoming season. I'm really looking forward to being back there with the Rockingham County Baseball League this season. But other than that, I just had a pretty good winter break, and I'm glad to be back here at Virginia Tech for another challenging semester. I'm taking communication law this semester, so I'm actually not looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, we only have 3 semesters left. It's kind of crazy to think about.
Enough about us. There is important stuff going on in Major League Baseball, and we're just going to get straight into it. The big story right now is the San Francisco Giants traded for the face of the Pittsburgh Pirates franchise, Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah, it was a shocking trade. I mean, if you look at it, the Astros also traded Garrett Cole, so like, definitely think the Pirates are now in a rebuilding year when they recently had some of their best seasons in franchise history. Some of those Pirates, I remember the year the Royals won the World Series, I thought the Pirates were going to be the team that beat them. There, obviously that did not happen. It was the Mets. But it's crazy to think how quickly things can turn for a franchise.
It truly is the end of an era in Pittsburgh. Andrew McCutchen was the face of the Pittsburgh Pirates franchise for as long as he's been there. He was one of the best players in the league, the MVP a few years ago, and he actually helped the Pirates improve. They were not a very good team when he got there, and he led them to the playoffs. And they had a good team for a couple of years there, but as it often happens with these big stars and their contracts, and it's not worth it to keep them anymore when you need to go into a rebuilding phase. So the Pirates traded him to San Francisco. By the way, there was another pretty big name about 20 years ago left Pittsburgh to go join the San Francisco Giants, if you know who I'm talking about.
I do. Here's a hint. He hit a lot of home runs. A lot of home runs.
And took a lot of steroids. That's Barry Bonds, of course.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We don't need to get into that right now. Anyway, Andrew McCutchen, very good player, sent off to the San Francisco Giants, and I think this is a really good trade for the Giants. It's interesting to look at it. This offseason, they've tried to trade for 3 different franchise players, Giancarlo Stanton, Evan Longoria, and Andrew McCutchen. They had 3 agreements in place, but of course, Giancarlo Stanton had that no-trade clause in his contract. He denied the trade to San Francisco, so they got 2 deals done. They got Evan Longoria from the Rays, and they got Andrew McCutchen from the Pirates. And the Giants were not a very good team this year. They were actually a really bad team when a lot of people expected them to be decent. You know, they've been a good team this decade, so people expected them to compete this past season, and they didn't really. But right now, they're currently projected to go 85-77 next season, which would be the second wildcard spot in the National League.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, the Giants improved great. I mean, their lineup has been what's kind of been killing them. They had great starting pitching. They have Cueto, Samardzija, and Madison Bumgarner, which is a solid rotation, especially in the NL. And so it's just going to be very interesting to see how McCutchen and another MVP, which now brings their total to 3 on that team with Buster Posey and another guy we'll talk about in just a moment, and Evan Longoria, 3 MVPs, and that experience and that leadership is going to help, and they still have some great talent on that team, and it's just going to be interesting to see how this develops. Can they work together? How will the transition work?
I think that, you know, obviously these 2 moves, Evan Longoria and Andrew McCutchen, they're very good moves for the Giants, but they still have an aging team. Like we said, these guys are both very good players. They're both at the top of their position since they entered the league. If you look at McCutchen's numbers, since he came into the league in 2009, among center fielders, he's 2nd in WAR, behind only Mike Trout. He's fourth in home runs, third in RBIs, second in on-base percentage. So he's one of the best center fielders since he's been in the league, and he's still a terrific player. His home runs, RBIs, average, on-base percentage, and slugging, they all went up last season from the previous year. So he's still a good player, even though he's getting a little bit older, not as good as he once was. He played better this year than he did the previous season. So McCutchen and Longoria are still good players, but it's not going to be enough for the Giants in the long run. Maybe they'll be good this year and next year maybe.
Like you're saying, sorry to interrupt, but give you a 2 to 3 year window. Yeah,
they still have an aging team and they don't have a farm system to replenish it. You maybe can speak a little bit on their farm system, having worked for the Flying Squirrels.
So I worked over this past summer for their Richmond Flying Squirrels, which is their AA affiliate. And while they're a great organization, and I think one of the best organizations in all of minor league baseball, if you look how they're able to interact with the Richmond community and how the Richmond community loves that team, I think Richmond is a very underdog, kind of not truly like looked at city when it comes to professional sports teams, and I think that shouldn't happen. Though that's a different podcast and a different conversation. But they do have some great prospects, just not like some of the other teams that are trying to rebuild. Like if you compare them to the White Sox farm system is very impressive, and they're in that rebuilding phase. But they still have some talent on their roster where they could possibly maybe make a wild card run. While if you look at, or the Twins is probably a better example. They have a team that can make the playoffs, but they also have a farm system that maybe could hunt for a pennant coming soon. But I wish the best for the Giants. I think they're one of my favorite baseball teams because of their connection to my hometown in Richmond. Their best prospect is Dylan Davis, who's an outfielder. And if you look at the Giants right now, they don't need outfielders, with Pence, McCutchen being their best two. So it's just going to be interesting to see how they develop. But you never know when it comes to farm systems. Sometimes you could have a lot of talent and it doesn't mean anything. But typically, I mean, look at the last two World Series champions. They had really, really good farm systems and then knows when to utilize their farm system to get your Justin Verlanders, get your Aroldis Chapmans, to put yourself over the hump.
They also had extremely young rosters. You look at the Cubs in 2016 with Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, Anthony Rizzo, all those guys on the Cubs. And then this year, the Astros with Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa and George Springer, all these young guys for the Astros. So those young rosters, that's what's really winning right now. But with this being an even year, 2018.
You never know.
For the San Francisco Giants, I think, you know, it's kind of a safe bet to say they're going to win the World Series. The first three even years of this decade, 2010, 2012, and 2014, they won the World Series. And if anyone who knows me knows that I like dynasties in sports, when Alabama won the national championship against Georgia a few weeks ago, I was actually happy about that. I was rooting for Georgia during the game, but when Alabama won, I wasn't that upset because I like dynasties. I think dynasties are a good thing to have in sports. So the Giants are on the verge of a dynasty this decade, even though they're not very good right now. They could be this season, and I think if they won another World Series, that would really cement them as having a dynasty during the 2010 decade. Now, a couple of other things before we wrap up today. Like we mentioned, Andrew McCutchen is among the best outfielders, center fielders in the league since he came into the league in 2009. The only guy who is above him in wins above replacement is, like we said, Mike Trout. And I think the fact that Mike Trout came into the league in 2012 and is still above Andrew McCutchen in wins above replacement, I think that just says a lot about how good of a player Mike Trout really is. I mean, everyone knows Mike Trout is the best player in Major League Baseball. But just looking at that stat really took me by surprise that he's that good. I mean, he is truly, maybe, by the end of his career, going to be the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, I agree with you. Mike Trout's ridiculous. I think to get arguably two once-in-a-generational type of talents, if you look at, I mean, Mike Trout and Bryce Harper's name are always going to be connected, but they're really two once-in-a-generation kind of talents. And I think I've said this for years. Baseball's in a place that can really connect with the younger market, and that's something they've struggled with. like, if you look at the NBA and why they'd be able to gain all this momentum towards trying to take over the NFL is because of they have so many stars. They have, I mean, you could argue that the most popular athlete in the world is right next to Messi and Ronaldo is LeBron James, and so, or Kobe. And the NBA has been using that and been using that kind of talent to start to gain that momentum to try to overtake the NFL. And if baseball wants to do it, they have the stars. You got Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper. Those four. I think if you target those four, two which are in the biggest market in the country, and the third, and then this another is in the second biggest market, and the other one's in the nation's capital, who's probably going to get moved to Chicago, where there's another big star in Chris Bryant, or I hope he goes to New York, but with the Stanton trade, there's too many outfielders, so who knows what's going to happen. But baseball is in a really good place, and you're right. I think Mike Trout could be the greatest player of all time just because of how dynamic he is, and I feel bad how the Angels really haven't made the playoffs since he's been there.
I think that Shohei Ohtani signing is going to be huge for them. If he pans out as a really good player, that's going to really help Mike Trout and the Angels overall trying to make the playoffs. And he really does deserve a lot more from this organization. He's given so much to them, and they've only made the playoffs, I think, once in his career. So he really deserves to make the playoffs more. And I think, I really hope Shohei Ohtani will help out with that. One more thing before we go. Gerrit Cole was also traded from the Pittsburgh Pirates this week, and he was traded to the Houston Astros, who just won the World Series in October. Gerrit Cole, he's really going to help this Astros rotation. I mean, it just got a lot scarier. You think about a rotation that already has Justin Verlander and Dallas Keuchel, and now they add Gerrit Cole to that rotation? That's a scary thought for any team in the American League. I mean, next year I want to see Astros-Yankees again.
I think that's the ALCS. Yes. It's the best lineup in baseball.
Versus one of the best rotations in baseball.
Someone make an argument. We looked at the potential lineup today, and I said 1 through 7 is top four hitters.
That's terrifying.
It's a top four hitter on any other team. Honestly,
if I was a pitcher facing the New York Yankees lineup, I would not want to face them.
They're in a hitter's park. Like, it's scary how good that signing is. You have the best two home run hitters in baseball, arguably. The best two. Yeah. And then Gary Sanchez is in the top five. And watch out for Gary Sanchez this season. He's going to be healthy all year. I've always believed he's a better talent than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge might just be, but both of them are insane. But watch out for Gary Sanchez. He's already the best hitting catcher in all of baseball, and he's played, if you look with his injuries and how he came in, maybe a full season, maybe 1.5 seasons if you're really stretching it. Watch out. And just, I'm excited as a Yankees fan.
So last year the Yankees had Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge in the home run derby, and Giancarlo Stanton was in the home run derby representing the Marlins. How many players do you think the Yankees could have in the derby in the 2018 season?
I'll give them 2. I think Stanton and Judge. But you never know. They could have 3. It is in LA, so I think this is going to be the year Mike Trout...
It's in Washington this year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the NBA All-Star. But I think Harper's going to play then and be in the home run derby this year.
We'll see. That'd be interesting because he hasn't yet.
Harper or Worth.
Or he did 1 year, but not recently. Well, that's all we've got for you on this week's episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Sorry that we didn't have an episode last week, but we are back weekly every Wednesday right here at foulballarea.com. For Trey Lyle, I'm Matthew Atkins. Thanks for listening.